Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We're talking about weddings on Friday and how exciting it is for everybody, you know, to be getting married, the big day and all the preparation, all the drama as well, I suppose. But you imagine just before your wedding being diagnosed with a rare condition that requires you to basically have a double transplant and the devastation that would cause you, that kind of diagnosis. Well, on the air is Sinead Lowndes. Sinead, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
You're in St. Vincent's Hospital as we speak.
Yeah, I am.
And just before your wedding day, you were diagnosed with this rare condition. And okay, just take us back a little bit in time, Sinead. I mean, how did you first, what were the symptoms or what made you go to the doctor thinking there's something seriously wrong with me? What happened to you?
It was my mom and my sister pushed me to go to the doctor. I actually was just normal Friday night, went out to the cinema, went for something to eat, and when I came home, my stomach was really swollen, but it was swollen kind of from the top, so I was like thinking, God, that's
indigestion, or yeah, it's something dodgy.
And spent the weekend thinking, yeah, just so bloated. And I went to work on the Monday, and I was like, no, maybe I should go to the GP, and I had a small bit of pain underneath my ribs. So my GP actually was fantastic, sent me straight into Blanchardstown A&E. She said, I think it's something to do with your gallbladder or your liver.
Okay.
And when I went in, I went under tests for a few days. And they don't specialise in liver, but they knew it was something to do with the liver, so they transferred me to St. Vincent's Hospital. And it was here that I got diagnosed with Budd-Chiari syndrome.
So it's called Budd-Chiari syndrome. I've never heard of it before, but obviously it's quite serious. And it only affects approximately 1 in a million adults worldwide.
1 in a million, yeah. And it's caused because I have a genetic mutation in my blood, which I never knew about, that causes blood clots.
Okay.
So basically, there's a clot going in. There's clots in, that are taking the blood flow into my liver and out. So, like, it's really, really rare. And
how do you feel? How are you feeling at the moment?
At that stage, this was all November, so yeah. I was told it would all be a big rush job. It would be a liver transplant, and like I'd get really sick. But I actually just got better,
so right,
they let me out, and I was just an outpatient for 4 months.
So you did get married?
I did.
Congratulations! Yeah.
In February on the 22nd, and actually, ironically then 3 days later the swelling started to happen again.
And what's the prognosis for you, for example, if you don't get a liver and small bowel transplant, what's the prognosis for this kind of illness?
Well, we haven't really discussed that with the doctors. I assume it would be not good news, but I have to say, like, I was coming in here, I knew I'd have to have a liver transplant, but last week unfortunately I got 2 weeks ago very sick in here, and they found a clot on the bowel.
So it's not even manageable. It's not like irritable bowel syndrome or Crohn's, where you can actually manage it with a diet, changing your diet or anything like that.
No, it's completely all about the blood flow now. So
yeah,
St. Vincent's, they're absolutely fantastic out here, and they've done everything like they can. But we just don't deal with small bowels in Ireland.
Okay, so this is the problem you have. There's nowhere you can get this double transplant in Ireland, so you now have to go to Cambridge, or you can relocate to Cambridge to get this operation.
Yeah, I do. So we only got the news for that last week, so that was obviously a major shock. So I never thought I'd be only wishing for a liver transplant.
Mm. But you're only 29, you don't think... When you hear of transplants, you always think of people who are older, I suppose, in some sense. Very stereotypical, you know, there, but you don't think of young people.
Yeah, like I would have always associated liver to alcohol. And like, it's mad because it was absolutely nothing that I could have stopped or controlled. it was just one of those things. And I was never sick before. So I think to go from never having an illness, and you know, you think these things are never going to happen.
Of course, yeah. Everyone thinks it's going to happen to somebody else. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. It was tough.
Okay, so what you're trying to do at the moment is raise awareness. Obviously we need more people to donate organs.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We're crying out for them. You only have to look down the hallways here. I count myself lucky. What I have is fixable. It is, and they're so... You know, they're so good,
yeah.
The surgeons and, you know, the staff, they're brilliant. Like, they do them all the time. But
they need the organs,
the organs, that's it. And that's the thing. And a lot of people aren't actually very clued up. I think I was very naive when I first came out of hospital. Not naive, but I just buried my head in sand. I didn't tell many people that I knew I was going to have a transplant at some point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually, last week, when it was organ donation week, I was like, no, I'm going to. And I put it on my social media and I said, look, I'm actually going to need one. And this is how you get a donor card. And I was blown away. I would easily say about 150 people of my friends came back and were like, signed up for a card. But I couldn't believe that.
And you can do it when you, by the way, just to remind people, you can sign up when you're applying for your driver's license. It's on your driver's license.
550, and you literally get the card and you sign the back of it. Your next of kin signs the back of it, and you just tell your next of kin your wishes. So you can,
because there's so many people, like you rightly said, children as well, on dialysis all over the country, waiting patiently for the right organ to come along.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Okay, and the other thing as well is, because of your complication, because of this particular double transplant, this transplant that you need, which is a liver and a small bowel transplant, you have to go to the UK. So you're going to have to relocate your family, realistically, to the UK. So it's going to cost you a fortune. Now, I know you've set up a GoFundMe with your sister, Michelle.
My sister is actually Michelle Enright, and then my friend is Michelle Ross, so the two of them set it up.
Right, okay.
So it's a bit confusing, but the two of them set it up. But, like, all my family, all my friends wanted to set it up, so they just funded it.
I'm looking here, by the way. It has actually in my press release that it was at 67, and now it's at 74,000. So it's interesting.
74,000, right? Yeah. And we have, and that's not even including cash donations that we have from people knocking at my nana lives in Cork, and people knocking at my nana's door, literally handing her in €100 saying, I seen your granddaughter. And it's
Irish people are great at coming together when somebody is in need. And it must be a great feeling to know that many people care.
I was so hesitant, because we're very proud, myself and my husband. Like, we work very hard to get our house, and we have a little girl, Paige, and we really do.
And how old is Paige?
She's only one.
Okay, all right. So she has no understanding of how sick Mammy is at the moment.
We're very, very lucky at that. It's very hard being apart from her, but we're very lucky. She has no idea. She's just loving all the extra chocolate and the...
And what's the success rate of the transplant itself, the liver and bowel transplant? Is it successful?
Liver is massively successful. Massively. It's very... I try not to get too hung up on statistics. I'm a very positive person.
Yeah, of course.
So I do say to them, don't tell me any statistics that are bad.
Right, are bad. Just tell me the good ones.
Yes. And I'm not too sure about Bill. As far as I know, it's fine.
I'm sure it will be. You sound like a very positive person.
Yeah, I am. And I am. I'm very strong. I have such a great family, and I have such great people. And now I feel like I've all of Ireland behind me, to be honest with you. And it's just after blowing me away, because there are people that are in way worse situations and different diagnoses. And so I just didn't think that, you know, I thought my friends and family would be generous. I never in a million years thought that this would snowball like it did. And I cannot say how grateful I am to every single person for every cent. But even the ones that couldn't donate, and I meant it when I said it, if I didn't get a penny on that page, if that same amount of people, the 4,000 people had signed up to be an organ donor, that would have been enough, because it means so much to me and my family at the moment.
To know that other people won't have to go through as well what you're going
exactly,
through at the moment. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, look, I do wish you the best of luck, Sinead. And by the way, if anyone wants to go to my Twitter account or the Facebook page for the show here, you can do that at the radio station. We have a link up there to the GoFundMe page that was set up by Michelle and obviously all the Sinead. Obviously, you're going to have to relocate to Cambridge, which is going to be a big problem for you and your family.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go
major, yeah.
All right, well, look, I wish you the best of luck. And Sinead, when it's all over and done and you're feeling 100%, sure, why don't you come back on the air and have a chat to us, all right?
I definitely will, man. All right. I definitely will. Thank you so
much. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Okay. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.